Here's a thought I'll title, An Audience of One. In a conversation the other day, a photographer was making a case for large prints on the wall because they could be viewed simultaneously by a group of people. His contention was that viewing such artwork becomes a social activity where you can talk to the people who are simultaneously viewing the same image that you are, and in certain scenarios, particularly workshops and galleries, I suppose, that makes sense. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized this was another reason why I tend not to make prints for the wall. To me, the appreciation of artwork is a private affair. It's something where we have to be free to ask questions, search our own mind for possible answers and interpretations, and that the more hubbub there is around us from other people, the more we're pulled away from that personal appreciation, the more we're pulled away from our own thoughts about the work of art, and we get caught up in the group's analysis or observations of what we're all seeing as a group. But that's not the ideal way I would like to have my work seen. It's personal preference, of course. These are both right answers. Neither of them is wrong. But I much prefer it when I can sit down with a piece of artwork or a book or music with my headphones on and really concentrate on the artwork so that it goes deeply into me, not just as part of the background. It's why I like doing folios and chapbooks and other handheld kinds of photographic artwork, because it creates a different kind of relationship, a solitary relationship, which is a disadvantage, I guess, if you prefer the social aspect. But I think it's an advantage if what you're trying to do is connect deeply with someone through your artwork, through your photographs, through the presentation of whatever medium you've chosen. If it's consumed by one person at a time, then it's a one-on-one relationship between the person viewing it and the artwork, and then I suppose by extension, ultimately me, the creator. It's that kind of one-on-one relationship that I value most. The disadvantage, of course, is that a group can't look at a folio or a chapbook or a PDF. And so I recognize that I miss the social connection that a photograph on a wall in a gallery tends to create and foster and encourage. And I guess what I'm feeling is that I don't miss that. The social aspect that isn't possible with the way I create most of my artwork isn't important to me. Maybe that's why I don't participate in social media either. I much prefer the one-on-one relationship, the one-on-one connection with a piece of art, because I think that fosters a deeper relationship, a more focused relationship, a more distilled and concentrated relationship between what I'm trying to produce and what my viewer actually sees and hopefully comprehends. And by the way, I don't think as artists we have to make these decisions for our careers. Maybe there are some kinds of work that you prefer a one-on-one relationship, and other kinds of work that you prefer more of a social engagement. Like I say, there's no right or wrong answer. There's just different realities about how the work is consumed and the context in which people see it. Of course, I've drawn a bit of an artificial line because I recall seeing some Josef Sudek work that were small handmade objects enclosed in a case in the Art Institute of Chicago that lent themselves to a social engagement. And of course, there's nothing that prevents us from taking a matted and even framed print and holding it in our hands and looking at it one-on-one. But those are the exceptions, I think, and not the rule. I guess the important part of this is that there is a difference between how work is viewed depending on the medium and the presentation that's decided upon by the photographer, by us. How do we choose to foster the relationship with our viewers? And depending on how we answer that question, it might lead us down certain paths in terms of production, size, scale, media, etc.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.